Mr. Anderson, I think we have a few remarks from you and Jerry, and then we can proceed. So may I yield the floor, sir?
Thank you very much. And since Congressman Tanner has informed us that he was on the floor until 3 this morning listening to speeches, I'm not going to burden him with a speech at all. I'm here merely to bear witness to the fact that the non-profit election reform community, of which Fair Vote, the Center for Voting and Democracy, and I happen to be chair of the board of that nonprofit organization, that community of individuals are excited about the prospects of not simply leaving it to politicians, professional pros, to game the system, which they are now doing by cherry-picking voters and drawing lines in a way that will be most advantageous to them, however unrepresentative their choice might then be. Instead of having the pros gaming the system, open it up to the public. And they can game the present system by using the interactive means of the internet and excite the conversation, the national conversation that needs to begin about the importance of reforming the present method of gerrymandering, political gerrymandering. We've had 2 states, Pennsylvania and Texas, in Supreme Court cases in recent months. The Supreme Court has kind of thrown up its hands. They've said, yes, this is a justiciable issue, but they haven't wanted to come up with a formula. Here, thanks to Congressman Tanner and his bill for an independent commission, is a way of accomplishing that very noble and I think politically healthy end. So my congratulations to the University of California, Southern California, and the inventors of this game. My tribute again to Congressman Tanner for his energy and the persistence with which he has pursued it, and to publicly pledge that organizations like Fair Vote and others who are going to join with us are very proud to herald the announcement of this internet game and think it'll be a very useful reform tool. Thank you.